Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Yes, I was told that it is wrong to say that behind every successful man. Apparently, it's supposed to be that beside. Okay? Yeah. What else is wrong? I had so many wrong things here. I'm joking, eh? But there was something else. Anyway, yeah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for coming late. Okay? Walk. Thank your neighbor for coming late my news loss. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Talking about my news loss, these people who stand beside what? Successful men. They are like children. There was a child in this church. Your son. He used to support Manchester United. Now we asked him in the morning, what team do you support? The guy now is with Liverpool. yes, I've observed that, you know, ladies, when it comes to football, they are like that. Today, Crystal Palace, tomorrow, Arsenal, you know, hallelujah. Yeah, but I can understand why they behave like that in soccer. Because most of them don't understand what's going on. Hallelujah. They what? Yeah. That's why I didn't go there. That's why I was specific, in football. Because I knew some people were waiting for me to blunder or not to add a disclaimer. Then they, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Good to see all of us. Hallelujah. Hey, you man, why didn't you call me to go with you? Okay? That would have been a trip. I didn't have to spend on fuel. Hallelujah. Yes, I'm believing God to get two trips during this holiday. One in December, another in January, before the kids go back to school. Hallelujah. So today we are going to, by the way, let's appreciate again the worship team. They did a wonderful job. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Grace, joy, good to see you again. It's been a long time since you came and blessed us. Hallelujah. Yes, Christine, good to see you. I'm surprised that you're here. I heard that you are unwell. Hallelujah. There's a visitor, isn't it? This young lady, no? This is not your first time? Hey. Second time? Or you come when I'm in Fort Portal? Hallelujah. Yeah, but good to see you. Yes, I think this is my first time to see you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes. Now, today we're going to talk about something very simple, but very important. And that is receiving much more from God than what we ask or think. Hallelujah. Receiving much more than what we ask or think. Hallelujah. And of course, that receiving is from God. Amen. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 says that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Glory be to God. So since he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, and above all that we ask or think, It means that he would want to do that in every life, in every person's life. Isn't it? Because he's able to do it. All right? He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. Glory be to God. And if we are honest, we all would want God to do for us exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Yes, if I prayed for a child, like to get another child, in my me, honest me, I would want God to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I've asked. And that means becoming a Salome. Glory be to God. Yeah, in my opinion, there's nothing as wonderful as what? And especially identical twins, man. Glory be to God. Amen. I get them. I just retire. Like if I'm working in Ustanchat, just retire, ask for all my dime. If I'm about 55, go to NSSF, say I've retired. Give me my what? Then I just stay home. And what? Just look at this. What? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Where's Eden? Oh, yeah, she's there. Yes, I remember when she went with the mother to the U.S. when you were going to give birth to Abigail. Okay, so man, I missed Eden a lot. So that time she was 2, 3. Yeah, she was 1.5. So, beside everyone, yeah, glory be to God. And so, yeah, she was very young, you know, and I missed her. So, what I did, so I was alone in the house, and of course, maids would come during the day. They had, yeah, my supervisor had left instructions that they should cook for me, they should wash for me. She had left Irish potatoes in the fridge. Okay? Yeah. So anyway, I chased away the maids. Two maids, just looking after an adult. Yeah? Not one who's 94. So I chased them out. I told one, just come once a day. Rather, once a week. Okay, I chased them away. Stuff got spoiled in the fridge. I think you found stuff got what? Those Irish potatoes that were in water, what? But going back to Eden, so what I decided to do was to, I got her little shoes, like Mark were my daughter's shoes, no? Those little shoes. Then I put them at the entrance of the house. Eh? Not outside, but inside. So every time I come, I just look at right, at my daughters, you know. So that would, you know, yeah, make me feel nice and, yeah. So anyway, yeah, there's so you're like, hey, man, this guy, one wire, But we're all the one. We all have some loose wire, yeah. But it was just bushes there, like, you know. Remember, I was alone in the house, and so, yeah, glory be to God. And so, now just imagine if they were twins, man. Maybe, yeah, I wouldn't allow them to travel, I guess. Hallelujah. Yes, but interestingly, her going, yeah, we realized later that it was God ordained for her to go along with the mother, because it seemed like if she hadn't gone along, then Abigail wouldn't have been born in the States. You know, And so we got a prophecy. This time it was a dream, a prophecy that Eden must go with the mother. Hallelujah. But anyway, that's said it to her. But We all would want God to do for us exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think. Isn't it? All right. And today I have one or two things we can do if we are to receive from God more than we ask or think. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, this that I'm preaching today was inspired by the story we read in the Bible concerning Solomon. All right? And we're going to read it again as the first lesson or illustration of how we can receive exceedingly, abundantly, and above all that we ask or think. Amen? Glory be to God. 1 Kings chapter 3 from verse 4. Okay? It says that the king, Solomon, went to Gibeon to sacrifice there. For that was the great high place. Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask, what shall I give you?" And Solomon said, "You have shown great mercy to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in truth, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with you. You have continued this great kindness for him, and you have given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. Now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king instead of my father David. But I am a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to be numbered or counted. Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge these great people of yours?" The speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. Then God said to him, "Because you have asked this thing and have not asked long life for yourself, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice, behold, I have done according to your words. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you. And I have also given you what you have not asked." So now this is exceedingly, abundantly, above. Okay? "So I have given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be anyone like you among the kings all the days of your life." Glory be to God. Okay? Now, the reason why Solomon received much more than what he asked for. Remember, he only asked for wisdom, okay? Understanding, okay? So that wisdom, he asked so that he may govern, okay? The people well. Whose people? God's people. You understand? Eh? And for that matter, God gave him much more. He did not just ask, okay, for himself, just for himself. You understand? Eh? But in the equation, okay, he included God's people. Or in a sense, he included God. Okay? Mukamane nafuna, wafunila. Hallelujah. Many at times we ask just for us. Okay? I want this. God, and that's wrong. Eh? Rather, that's not wrong. Okay? And God will answer your prayers. All right? But now, we are talking about receiving much more than what we ask. And as you've seen, God is able to do that. All right? Now, what Solomon did, He wanted wisdom not just for himself. Okay? Bamwogereko. You understand? But he asked for something that was going to benefit, okay, God's people. You understand? And God was pleased. You understand? Then he's like, I'm going to give you much more than what you've asked for. Both riches and honor. Hallelujah. Now, again, I emphasize that if you really want, if you're interested like me in receiving much more than you think or you ask, okay, then always, okay, factor in God. Okay, factor in God's people. Okay, people. Okay? By the way, if you factor in people, okay, people are going to benefit from that which you're asking for, then you have factored in God. You understand? Eh? And God will bless you, will answer your prayer exceedingly and abundantly, above what you've asked for. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's look at another example. Okay? We're going to look at the example of a lady called Hannah. Okay? This lady didn't have a child. Okay? Let's read 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 2. Yeah, so there was this man. He was polygamous. Okay? And he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah. And the name of the other was Penina. Okay? Now, verse 6 says that. Verse 6 says that, and Hannah's rival, Penina, provoked her severely to make her miserable because the Lord had closed her womb. All right? So she was barren. She didn't have children. Now, verse 10. Verse 10 says that, and Hannah was in bitterness of soul, and she prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. Then she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me, and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head. Basically, he'll be a Nazirite, okay? Yeah. Whoever doesn't know that, you know, you young boys, if you don't know that, you ask what? You ask your father, okay? After the service. Okay? And so, she's like, if you give me a male child, if you give me a boy, okay, I will give him back to you. Okay? Meaning that I will surrender the child to you so that the child can, all the days of his life, minister unto you. Glory be to God. So now you can see, okay, mu equation, nyasam katonda. Katonda wafunila. Glory be to God. Now, I'm not saying that if you ask for a child and you don't factor in God or God's people, then God won't answer your prayer. No. But we're talking about receiving, okay, exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask. You understand? Eh? So now Hannah factored in God. Okay? You understand? And but then she made a vow. She made a what? She made, and I don't think we have talked about vows in this church for the last 10 years we've been here. But there are people in this church that I look at, or maybe there's one individual I look at, I have in my mind, and I'm like, I wonder whether they have ever made a vow to God. Okay? And sometimes I think about advising that individual. okay, that this that you want, okay, why don't you go and make a vow to God and tell God, all right, if you do this thing for me, I will do this. Okay? Yeah. And by the way, what you vow to do in return, okay, should be commensurate. Is that the word? How was the besente, Baman? Commence. Who didn't know that word? Hallelujah. Yeah. Ask your what? Your father is right behind you. Hallelujah. Anyway, yeah, it shouldn't be those things of, if you give me 1 million, Nyakuwayo Olukumi. You understand? That's, you understand. It should be what like Jacob did. Okay, if you bless me and what, then I'll give you a tenth. You remember? When he was fleeing, man. God said, Mama, come out, man. If you take care of me and you look after me, whatever you give me, I'll give you a tenth. A tenth is a big thing, by the way. Hallelujah. Amen. So anyway, yeah, so yes. You see, over the years I've had testimonies of people who received answer to prayer after making a vow to God. And it makes you think or realize that if they hadn't vowed, if they hadn't made a vow, they probably wouldn't have received that thing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So now, as I talk about all this, receiving exceedingly, abundantly, and above, okay, I feel like God would also want it to be emphasized, okay, that some of you should go and think about making vows to God. Hallelujah. Not all of you, and you don't have to, you understand it, but I feel like for some people, God would want them to do that. For what, I don't know. Those are what? Those are your things with who? With God. You understand? Making a vow to God. Hannah did that. She said, if you do what? You give me a male child. If you give me a son, I'll do this. Okay? But the point also, I'm emphasizing today, is that she factored in God. How do you say that in English? Because there are some people, what? Some people don't know Uganda. Not commensurate. Commensurate katyao. Techijao. You pray in such a way that God will also benefit from the answer he's going to give you. You understand? Hallelujah. But I have a feeling there's a better way to say that. Hallelujah. I have a feeling. Flavia, do you know? What? Return on investment. Now, that is close. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Many years ago, over the years, I've told this church that your pastor doesn't know everything. Hallelujah. So, yeah. Not just have a local, but people, because God loves all people. You understand? So now Hannah makes a vow. If you give me a male child. Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. Then I will give him back to you. Okay? Because she's saying that the child will serve you all the days of his life. Okay? Ninga wange, ninga nawe mukama. Ofunam. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? So let us see what happened. Verse 20. Verse 20 says that, so it came to pass in the process of time that Hannah conceived and bore a son and called his name This is someone who is very busy man reading the story. I'm trying to make eye contact with her. Saying, anyway, so she got a child, named him Samuel, saying, because I have asked for him from the Lord. Verse 24 says that now when she had weaned the child, she took him up with her with 3 bulls, 1 ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord in Shiloh. All right? And then what happened next? Okay? Where are we? Anyway, then they slaughtered, verse 25, then they slaughtered a bull and brought the child to Eli, the high priest, okay? And she said, oh my Lord, as your soul lives, my Lord, I am the woman who stood by you here praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore, I also have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord. So they worshipped the Lord there at the house of the Lord. So anyway, she took the child to be Ukubela Mukanisa. You understand? Our country, there's something called a chigo. You know, a chigo, Chababikira, a convent, isn't it? I think a convent is a chigo. Nam twale yo mu convent yaba what? Yaba priests. You know, and she went back home in the village. And she's a man, I made a vow. Glory be to God. Amen. So the child. Hallelujah. In this day and age, you see, man, this is a very bad mother. Omukazi na jiro mwana we. Like. Alright? But man, you don't know how she got that child. Of course, now we know. She made a vow. And if she hadn't made that vow, she shouldn't have got another child. So she has to do what she says she will do. Okay? Hallelujah. All right? She did what she said she would what? What she would do. Okay? And now, even you who are thinking of making vows to God, okay? When God answers your prayer, you had better do what you promised to do. Beings okulete lobusivu. Glory be to God. Maybe in this age or in the age to come. You understand? Oh, henceforth, God will be like onotari what? Serious. Muriaza manya. Muriaza manya. They don't keep their word. They don't pay back. You understand? Okay? In fact, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 4 says that when you make a vow to God, do not delay to pay it. For he has no pleasure in who? In fools. Pay what you have vowed. Hallelujah. Okay? Two things you learn from here. Number one, when you don't fulfill your vow, okay? You're a fool. Hallelujah. You're what? Okay, and God doesn't take pleasure in you. Number two, most importantly, you should fulfill your vow unto God. Glory be to God. Amen? But again, I emphasize that Hannah got a child, all right, only after she had made a vow. And by the way, man, there are things that, so vows, according to this story, man, it was something pushed her to what? To make a vow. Embela. You understand? Embela, eh? And I think it is not easy to make a vow when you are just at a party. Life is what? Everything is kawa. Because you see, it's a serious thing. And so something major must get you to what? Hallelujah. Okay? Yes, like, I mean, if you're like, I don't know, 50, 60, you want to get married. Eh? No, that's a very, it's actually what? Serious. Because you can, like, the arm of the flesh, you can't help. You understand? Eh? Hey, you're 65, you are, you know, eh? Like a lady, and you want to get married. Now, that, actually, chitwaram kama. You understand? So you make a vow, you know. You're like, God, okay? Just imagine you're even wealthy, eh? A wealthy woman, you know. Say, God, if you give me a husband, okay, and I get a child, okay, I'm giving you 80% of my wealth. Nina kubikuwa vyona, njaku whatever mu apartment, 20%, unjirekele uwa mwana. Bwalikula, na ya verenga enajite. He has, he or she has what? Something. Okay? 1.5 acres. Akuleloka or what? Modoyam 70. Hallelujah. Because also, man, it's not cool for your child to grab, say, man, niwamgamba, man, mama yali mugaga. Your mother was rich. But she gave every, you understand? And the kid is nourishing. Hallelujah. All right? But even then, you can give God everything, then God, what? Now could desire, you understand? Eh? Hey. Hallelujah. Amen? So anyway, don't be a fool. Fulfill your what? Eh? Hey. Not fulfilling it, I believe, can create issues. Eh? Spiritual issues. I think that tewali pastor, tasa. Tewali man of God. By the way, there are those things. You guys are joking with God. Oh man, this God for me, I don't want to fool around with him. There are those things which no one can kutasa you, can get you out of them. God is like, now this one is only me. It is between this individual and me. No amount of prayer from who can, you know, because God is like, this is between me and this guy. You understand? Those who fast for you and what? You know, eh? About something in your life. Think, you know, eh? Some of them God will say, okay, let me ask you, do you know this guy told me that when I do, and he has never. So can you move, leave me what? You know, eh? Hey, God, eh? Anyways, go, oh, it's right to say this. God puts you in a corner. Eh? You know that expression, eh? You know some corner and tewali at kwalaji. Eh. I think twina wakudukila. You know a corner, twina wakwalaji. What dukila? God is standing there. There are those things, by the way, in life. Hallelujah. And so I believe, man, eh, not fulfilling your vow can create such things. Or with such a thing. You understand? Now, if it is a child, probably God can what? Who can take? He can come for his what? For his stuff. Because you told him, eh? Women are looking at me like this guy. But you told God, if you give me this child, I'll give it back to you. Now God is waiting. So now you just come and say, let me come and what? Get the child for myself. You know? Yeah. Glory be to God. Yeah, so be careful. Anyway, just be careful. Say, God, if you give me a job, or what? Those things. My first salary. Hallelujah. Yeah. Please, eh? Now, in my understanding of the scriptures, I don't think God requires you to give him your first salary. But there are people who teach that. Names is in the Bible. And I've never told anyone, man, when you get a job, first month, I've never. I believe God will just expect a tithe. But if you're convinced you are, and so if you make a vow for Saturday, then do it. Hallelujah. Because man, you might, if you don't do that, you might lose that job within a short time. God will come and take his job. He's the, whatever. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. But LAT, we haven't talked about making vows to God. So for some of you, God, I guess he's inviting you. Okay? Come. Okay? And we make a deal. You know, I don't know why Sammy is laughing. Like, why? I know what is making him so happy. Yeah, but I'm serious. And then this serious, and then I believe Mkama Yangambi and Biogele have been to me. And it's not for all of us. No. Whoever God is speaking to, Mwemanyi, Twemanyi. Hallelujah. Okay, anyway, but Hannah got a child. And she fulfilled her vow. Glory be to God. Amen. Now remember, we're talking about not just receiving answer to prayer, but receiving exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. And maybe that's what happened to Hannah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 21, that, and the Lord visited Hannah. But this is after she had taken the child to God, given the child to God. The Bible says that, and the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bore three sons and two daughters. Glory be to God. This chick prayed for one child, a male child, made a vow, fulfilled it, and she received exceedingly, abundantly, above all that she asked for. She got six children. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. But she went to the Lord and made a vow. And more than that, she fulfilled the vow. Glory be to God. Meanwhile, okay? You know, eh? These are the Samuel's siblings. I don't know how often they saw their big brother. Glory be to God. Well, big brother, ngariyeri mukanisa mal. But I guess every 3 months, eh? Because she used to tailor stuff for him, isn't it? And she would take them to her. Because guy, he was growing. So she would check on the child. Okay? Hallelujah. But Hannah got more than she asked for. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And now, this son that she got, Samuel, was not an ordinary son. You understand? He wasn't ordinary. Okay? The guy grew up to be a very major prophet. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 19 says that Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. Na binga yewri chayo gela JHV. Bwechiva utechivi yo, it happens. Glory be to God. He wasn't an ordinary child. Hallelujah. You see, God is giving exceedingly, abundantly, above. Glory be to God. Verse 20. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba knew that Samuel had been established a prophet of the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he wasn't just a prophet. Oh, he was more than a great prophet. He was also a judge, a ruler in Israel. Glory be to God. 1 Samuel chapter 7, 15 says that, and Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. Glory be to God. Okay, this is a child who came, okay, after the mother had made a vow and then fulfilled it. You understand? So now you see, man, what Hannah got was exceedingly and above what she asked for. You understand? She got a child. She got more children. Okay? Samuel was a great prophet and a judge. Okay? And like you know, this boy was honored to be the one who anointed the first king of Israel. Okay? Saul. Okay? And after Saul, again, he was the one who anointed as king David. Glory be to God. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1. Now the Lord said to Samuel, how long, this is after Saul has sinned and God has thrown him out. Okay, he says that, how long will you mourn for Saul, seeing that I've rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I'm sending you to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided myself a king among his sons. Verse 13 says that, then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward, and Samuel arose and went to Ramah. Glory be to God. Exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, God is able to do that. Hallelujah. But I guess there are other ways of that happening, okay? But what I'm saying today is if we put God in the equation of what we ask for. You understand? Hallelujah. Yay. You know, not just praying for your stuff. Glory be to God. You know, and your stuff, God will answer. Hallelujah. But if you want exceedingly more than what you've asked, okay, put God in the equation. Put God's people in the equation. Glory be to God. Okay? You want to be rich, wealthy, like me. Put God in the equation. Glory be to God. It's okay. How many of you know Manzi? It's okay. Esther, do you know Manzi? It's okay. Wamulirako. What you know about him is nothing. Now let me tell you, that guy is a giver, man. Hallelujah. Goes to a supermarket and then just walks, meets Mr. Barlow. Do you want money? Sure. You know, strangers, from what we had on Thursday, from the man, Kezunanazigava. In fact, at one point, even that's a mother, do you also want? Tell me, do you want? Don't just look at me, do you also want? Okay. Then the mother was very unkind. She said, no, I don't want. I feel that was mine. No, go, man. You know, I was told that when a baby, not like Mark's kid, you know, all that grand child of yours, I was told that if a child says, gets a thing, then gives to you, man, don't reject, just receive. We need to start a film. You don't have to eat, but receive. You understand? Because if you don't receive, then the child, the baby, receives it as rejection. You understand? I know stuff, man. You just see me. I don't know everything, but I know what? Some stuff. Glory be to God. I never got an opportunity to teach that here. That's why Mrs. is okay, what? Anyway, I'm joking, but yeah. Glory be to God. But the point I'm making, in our prayers, okay, in our petitions, okay, let us, let us also think of other people, God's people, God himself, you know, and say, God, you know, this will benefit the kingdom in this way. Hallelujah. And if you do, you know, yes, if you want to become wealthy, rich, could not reach, then what? You understand? And God being a good father, he might give to you. But then it won't be exceedingly, abundantly, above what you've asked. But if you want exceedingly, abundantly, above, factor in God. And say, God, I will be a blessing to your people. I will do this. Hallelujah. I will build your church. I will do these things, God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay? You see, God told Abraham, before he became Abraham, that in Genesis 12, verse 2-3, he told him that I will bless you and you will be a blessing. Isn't it? I'll bless you and you'll be a blessing. So that means that God blesses us, okay? And he will want us to be a blessing with what he has blessed us with. Now, knowing that, we should factor in God in what we ask. So if you bless me with this, I will use it to, you know, glory be to God. And then he will blow your mind with what he will do with you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, Mwine, you're listening. These things are very important. Like I said, if it were, we would either, in fact, maybe I heard it and it was said in other words. Glory be to God. Amen? I'm telling you, if you want to become great in an area, you know, as in factor in God, must say, make God a partner. You know, like when you're making a business, a partnership, okay? A business, and you're going to partner with someone, you agree and you tell someone, I'll give, you know, you bring this on the table, I bring this, and now it's in Western Africa, you'll be getting this. Hallelujah. You know, and the person will be like, hey, that's a good one. That's a good deal. The person will say, yeah. Okay? Glory be to God. Amen? So, do that with God. Mulete mu partnership. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Alan and Anura. Please, let us consider doing that. Especially since we are seeing it in the scriptures. Hallelujah. Amen. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 4, it says that, let each of you look out not only for his interests, but also for the interest of others. Okay? Yes, look out for your interests. But if you really love God, it shouldn't stop with you. Okay? It shouldn't be just your interest. Okay? Look out also for the interest of others. Glory be to God. Then, Paul, who wrote this book, gives us an example of someone who it wasn't just his interest. And he tells us how this person received exceedingly, abundantly, and above. But, so he says that in verse 5, that let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. It is not just your interest, okay, but the interest of others. Let that be in you. Then you see that it was also in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Okay, this Jesus who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Okay? And you know now, this was God's will. Okay? And it was for the salvation of humanity. You understand? Eh? So Jesus, remember, just before he went to the cross, he wanted to opt out. You know that story, right? Okay, then he said, but not my will, but your will be done. God's will for humanity to be saved, to be fulfilled through Jesus. Okay, so Jesus factored in God's people and said, let your will be done, God. You understand? Okay, then verse 9 says that, therefore, now this is exceedingly, abundantly, above. All right? He said that, therefore, God has also highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' decisions, he factored in God, the Father, and people. Because he had an opportunity to opt out. You understand? And if he had opted out, he would still remain a man. You understand? But he wouldn't have done the will of God. All right? But now he does the will of God and is given the name that is higher than any other name, the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? When I thought about this, I remembered a testimony. We shared. When I think you had just entered your house, or like a few months around that time. And then you had a dream. Eh? And the dream God was saying, you to be hospitable. What was that dream? Does your husband? Hallelujah. Anyway, yeah.
We had just entered the house and we're planning to have get together, housewarming get together. And the night before, I prayed to God and I told him, God, you have given us such a big house. You have brought us from a small space into a big space. And I'm like, but what is your idea? What do you want this house to do exactly? And then that very night, I had a dream in which I was opening the Bible and I came across a scripture that I had never even thought existed in the Bible. It's amazing what you see when you're a pastor. So anyway, it was Romans, I think 12, 13. Yes, it was Romans 12, 13. Now in the dream, I'm reading this very scripture. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. So the last part, the 12, 13, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. For me, I knew that that is why God had actually blessed us.
Glory be to God. All right. So now, if you don't have a house and you hear a testimony like that, okay, you can decide to be like Hannah. Say, God, if you give me a big house, okay, I'll be hospitable to people. You understand? You can even just say, if you give me a house, God. Because again, okay, when you do your math, because there's no way you're going to be able to build a house. You understand? You're earning 400K. Now, only God can help. Okay? Then you say, God, if you give me a house. And you're like, God, I'll be hospital to people. When traveling, you understand? Eh? And then you say, because, there are people who come to our church to preach from America, from from where? Fort Poto, from Rwanda, from Tanzania. When they come, you know, I won't. Then the church won't be burdened with, like the hotel, you understand? Eh? Like accommodation. I will house them. You understand? Eh? If I find someone, you know, God, I will house them. You understand? Eh? And when you say that, God is like, now, give me five. I've been looking for someone to partner with in this. And now you're talking. Glory be to God. Because now, a testimony like that, you just don't hear it and you clap your hands. When you want a house, you're like, hey, God told them they should be hospitable. Now, God, if you give me a house, I'll be hospitable. You understand? Eh? Just don't clap hands and get something, you know, from me like that. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If you give me a business, if you make my business grow, Lord, or from the profits that you give me, in the city, I could come up with 10%. For me, I'll be giving you 40%. You understand? Because 10%, that's what it requires from everyone. You understand? Good, you're a man, God, for me, 40%. Hallelujah. All right? You understand? Eh? But you see, you cannot get to that level of over when you're still at Kawa, you know. Obanga totally serious. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And now this that I'm saying is not referring to only what? People who are out of school. Okay? Yeah. Even when you're, you know? Okay? What's your daughter's name again? Melissa, you know, she has to come. She's in senior three? Senior four. Okay, yeah. But then you do a thing like, man, God, if you do this thing when I'm 30 years, you understand? You didn't have to stop at if I pass exams and go back to Gaza. You know, that, yeah, but you can even go, you know, fast forward. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There I told God. Okay? Because God one time appeared to me, okay, by his voice in my room, university. Told me if you joyfully obey the laws of giving and receiving, you will never see financial depression in your life. So I began giving. Then a time came when the money I had now was too little. Because I wanted to give much more. Katinga, this company now, I'm used to it. I think there's a lot of giving opportunities I see, but I didn't have the money. So I prayed to God. I'm like, God, you know, give me more money. Okay? Then the money wasn't coming. Then one time I asked God, I was like, God, is anything wrong I'm doing that is preventing the money from coming? And I'm going to give it away. I asked him, is anything wrong I'm doing? Okay. Then the Lord sent me a dream, which essentially, he was saying that, no. Okay, there's nothing wrong you're doing. Then he said that on the contrary, remember those were the people who dreamed or whatever, you know, Governor Bank of Uganda. As he now, and he was just saying that now because you want money to give away, okay, putting you in a position in the spirit, you know, that has to do with financial prosperity. As in, you know what I mean? Eh? Now you see that was exceedingly, abundantly above. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because you see, it wasn't just money for me to buy fuel to go to Fort Portal, buy 1.5 acres, get I don't know how many cows, 3, eh? You understand? Eh? And that's, you know, but naturally, God, I want to be a blessing to your what? To people. And to be like man's. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hey, by the way, I didn't complete the man's what? Yeah, story. You think you know him, but you don't know him. So now after he had given her all the money, when was it? Wednesday or whatever? He had given her all the money. Then the mother who told them that, Kati, there's a family, Bambi, we need to give to. And man's now had given her all the money. Then my girl disturbed. He's like, then he told them, I think the sibling man, lend me. Because now there's a family, a needy family that needs to be helped. Okay? As you can see, you know, it felt bad that now he didn't have money. The mother told him, what are you? And I don't know how that thing ended, man. But girl was disturbed, man. There's a needy family. And the diner said, hallelujah. Okay? But as we say all these things, you had better pray for his wife. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And but man, when I hear the stories of that child, of our humans, I'm like, hey, I want to become like man's man. Glory be to God. You answer. You see a good quality in a yeah, you're like, man, I want to be. Then you even go, you can go to God and say, God, if you give me that thing that young child has, you make a vow. How what? You're laughing, but this thing is what? Been able to believe who see that. And I told you, many of you, well, not many, but some of you, okay? It's possible there are some things you're not going to receive. Things you really want until you go and make a vow. Okay? And maybe it might be just two people. You understand? Something that you really understand. And God is like, for you, you're not getting it. Hey, this is a path I've created for you to receive it. Make a vow. As in, let's make a deal. Glory be to God. And when you do that and God gives you that thing, you should fulfill your vow and God will give you exceedingly abundantly.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.